Hi, everybody. This is Camille. Welcome to episode 7 of Thinking of You, Questions and Answers for Online Faculty. Today's question is from Heidi. She asks, I would love to hear your thoughts on quizzes, how to set them up, when to reveal the answers, and so forth. This is a great question. Before we go any further, I just want to clarify between the quizzing feature, which you can use for all kinds of things like doing surveys, asking students to report yes or no, did they do something, and all of that, and a quiz, which I think most of us understand to mean an attempt to find out if a student can correctly answer questions that we have created that assess their knowledge or understanding of topics from the course. So we're going to go with the more standard definition of quiz here. And when you're thinking about how to set up your quiz, you want to figure out first, why are you giving them the quiz? I think a lot of people just have quizzes without really going through in their minds why that quiz is there. In some ways, it can be a checkpoint. Like if you don't know the information well enough to pass this quiz, then you need to go back and review it. If that is the case, then you probably want to give them a second chance, right? Because if they go back and review it, they want a way to show you that now they know it better. One thing we know about quizzes and any type of question like that where we're asking students to recall something that we have recently taught them or that they've recently learned is that the very act of trying to recall what they've learned is part of learning. It's part of what helps the information sink in. So regardless of what score they earned, just the attempt to call those answers forth and answer the questions is a helpful process. This is something that is known as retrieval practice. And if you want to know more about this, the website retrievalpractice.org is amazing. Really changed the whole way that I think about quizzes and testing. So if your goal with these quizzes is to help the students learn the material more deeply, as opposed to help them show you that they've learned it, if the goal is to help them learn it, in my opinion, should give them multiple attempts. What they can do in their first attempt is really try to recall it, try to do their best. And then when they finish with that attempt, you can show them which answers they got wrong and give them a chance to go back, figure out those answers, reread the material, watch the videos again, do whatever, ask questions, and then take it again a second time. I have found in my own classes that if I let them do unlimited attempts, which I have done before, that just leads to trouble in terms of the amount of work that I need to do to keep everything straight and if there's an error and so forth. I found that two attempts is a reasonable, happy medium in terms of letting the student have a second chance, but also not adding too much more work to my plate. Now, in terms of whether to reveal the answers, like I said, I like to show them which ones they got wrong, but not the correct answer, because that gives them a chance to really go back and kind of learn on their own instead of just trying to memorize what I said was the correct answer right there in the quiz. I think you could argue either way. If it's a memorization thing and you just give them the answer there, then I think that's pretty reasonable as a practice tool. In terms of when to reveal the answers, I usually have it set up to reveal the answers after the deadline. So if the quiz is due on Sunday, then I have the answers revealed on Monday morning first thing. Most of them, I think, can already figure it out based on which ones they got wrong and all of that. But that's just the way I like to set it up. You also want to figure out if you want to do open book or closed book. I have found that online, open book, open note is really the best. And I tell my students the first time you're going through the quiz, pretend it's closed book. Just try it closed book. You can always do it a second time with your notes and book open. But it's really most helpful for the learning process if you just try to do it out of your own brain instead of looking up every answer the first time. In terms of the scoring, I like to set it up so that it's taking the average of their attempts. That way, they're not just going to come in and do what, you know, just answer things the first go around just so they can see what the correct answers are. They're really giving it their best shot in their first attempt, and they still have a chance to pull that score up in the second attempt. So that's the way that I set those up. One thing to note is that I actually found in my courses, I don't always use quizzes, but especially in the information dense ones where we have future courses that build on specific facts or pieces of data that I really want them to know, I do like quizzing. And I do like doing it frequently because of the data about how we best learn. And that frequent retrieval is really helpful in long-term retention. However, I did a little bit of playing around with numbers in my physiology class, and I actually found that whether I did or did not count the weekly quizzes had basically no effect on their final score. The midterm and the final exam were really an equally good representation of what they were learning or whether they knew those specific facts. And so what I did was I actually took all of those weekly quizzes that I had been using and I made them optional. I started calling them retrieval practices instead of quizzes. I made them optional and I let them do them whenever they wanted. And that way, if a student had a study system where they like to go back and review the material 2 weeks after we covered it, they could do that with the retrieval practice. Or if they wanted to do them all right the week before the quiz or the midterm or the final, they could do that. So that might be worth looking at in your own courses. Do you need that data as part of your score, your grade in the course, or is the whole point of doing the quiz really for them to learn it and you're assessing that material some other way so you don't necessarily have to count it? I actually found that in some of my classes, the students are asking for optional quizzes because they want to practice the material. So just think about how you're using it and why you're giving the quiz to see if you how you want to count that in terms of your syllabus and your overall grading scheme. So I hope that was helpful. I would love to hear your questions. If you have any other follow-up questions about quizzes, anything that you're doing that you think is really interesting with quizzes that we should check out, or if you have any other questions about teaching online, I would love to hear them. Thinkingofyoupodcast@gmail.com. Have a great week.